Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Q2's very own Dean Jenkins. He is here talking about how Credians can benefit from expanding their services to meet the needs of their small business members. A very timely conversation here indeed, so check it out. Awesome to see you broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Q2's very own Dean Jenkins in the virtual studios, if you will. Dean, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here, because we are talking about how credit unions can benefit from expanding their services to meet the needs of their small business members out there. And we're also going to be talking about your Q2 Catalyst as well, since launching that about a year and a half ago. It's somewhere, if that's the correct timing. So yeah, so good deal. So let's talk about the small business members first here. So how can credit unions attract and better serve small business members today? Because this seems to be a growing, I don't say a trend, but a growing need for the industry, as a lot of these small businesses are cropping up everywhere and credit unions are right there, positioned quite nicely to help them.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because in the small and medium-sized business segment has actually been a problem in the industry for quite a while. They've been caught between retail, digital solutions, and commercial cash management solutions. And there really has not been a solution that was really built or an experience that was built for small and medium-sized businesses and really what they need. And so that created an opportunity for financial institutions, banks, credit unions, whatever it may be, to really go after that segment. And credit unions have a unique perspective. They've all really been focused on the end user or their member experience. And so that's really what's needed. Yep. When you start talking about how do we serve these small, medium-sized businesses better, is really to start thinking about this outside in from their perspective. And credit unions have really excelled in that. And how do we focus on improving the member experience, which that mindset is going to give them an advantage. And now the technology has caught up to this whole view of how do we create these tailored experiences. And now you have the capability, right? Credit unions now have the capability of saying, okay, really, what do my members want based on who they are? And how do I start bringing the solutions and the experiences that they expect, that they need to run their small business, and really capitalizing on the affinity that these small, medium-sized businesses have with their credit union?
Yeah.
They really prefer to bank with credit unions if they can get the right experience and the solutions they need.
Exactly. And it's one more reason to bank at your credit union. It's one more reason to add a value added service to your credit union as well. And just, yeah, so there's so many reasons, so much upside here, as you well know. So how do they benefit from expanding their services to meet the needs of their small business members? I think we kind of addressed that or alluded to that a little bit in your previous response, but go into a little bit more detail here if you can.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the members that are at credit unions, a lot of times their personal relationship, right? They have their deposit account there, they have a loan with that particular credit union, and they have a preference of banking with that credit union. Yeah. But many of them also own small businesses or have leadership roles in some of these medium-sized businesses. So, and they prefer to bring their whole business to the credit union, right? They believe in the community that these credit unions serve. And, you know, we think of community being geographic, but it's really not. It's really
not
about a group of people, right, that have common interests in what they're trying to do. And so how do they start offering the services to the members that they can bank both their personal side and their business side? And it can be really cool because that, you know, they can have the whole relationship with their members and really think about the member needs holistically, not just on the personal side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think of it as deepening that relationship, whether it's a business or a personal, or just the individual member. So yeah, there's so many ways to deepen that relationship. So what insights can you share from your discussions with credit unions across this nation in this area? Because I know you guys have been talking to a lot of people, obviously, but what have you seen out there, or any takeaways from your discussions with credit unions executives?
Yeah, I think the one is just a tremendous amount of interest in really serving the small, medium-sized business segment. Mm-hmm. And again, to really strengthen the communities that they serve, right? And so I see just a lot of interest in many credit unions saying, I want to get into business or banking business members. And they may not have been in that space prior to our discussions. They're just starting to see that there's these opportunities. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that they view it as like, or historically have viewed it as, I'm not so sure to make that investment that would be required. And how do I start? Do I have the right folks on my team that can really support that type of a model? And like I said, technology is starting to level the playing field where credit unions can get into the game. It's no longer, you know, for years and years and years, small businesses selected their financial institution based on branch location.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's no longer the case. Yeah. That's fallen down the list of priorities significantly over, especially over the last 3, 4, 5 years. And so now credit unions can look at and say, hey, can I leverage technology to really compete and win in this space against the banks? Mm-hmm. And the good news is the technology is now there, right? Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of conversations about how do I get in? Where should I start? Mm-hmm. What are the right solutions for my members? All of that is really super important. And again, thinking about this from who am I trying to serve?
Mm-hmm.
What do they need? And not just going out there and say, I have traditional cash management solutions that I've offered, whether that's ACH or wire or any of the different payment types or information reporting, but really thinking about the whole financial picture for their business members. Yeah. And now starting to bring in fintech solutions and combining that with traditional banking to really provide them with the financial services that they need.
Mm-hmm. It's such a tremendous opportunity out there right now, especially coming out of the pandemic where I heard like there's so many new businesses being started out there. I mean, I think we all read a lot of stories about that. You know, there's this kind of small business boom coming out of the pandemic or maybe even during the pandemic when people were kind of twiddling their thumbs, wondering what to do. Say, hey, let's start a business. All right. So, yeah. So I think so much opportunity out there. And having said that, so from your perspective, you know, what's the significance of this topic for credit unions today? I mean, or rather, how important is it for credit unions today actually to capitalize on this, I think?
I think it's moving up the priorities quickly, you know, especially with the larger credit unions. We have a number of our credit unions that are entering the space if they haven't been there before. We have a number of credit unions that have been in the space but are trying to grow that business larger. And, you know, again, I think it's all about how do they serve their member base? And so they still have this connection with what their members are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And looking for ways to provide them with the services that they need in maybe not a traditional banking model, right? Where they're being more creative and how do I get these solutions that my member base needs, maybe a little different way than the banks have traditionally done it. And so makes it really interesting. It is, you know, we hear many times it's part of the credit union's growth strategy is now including business because that, you know, they're trying to figure out how do I expand mm-hmm. my relationships with my member base and businesses is definitely one of the hot topics.
It's definitely a way to do it. Another way to differentiate yourself as well. So, hey, before I let you go, can you provide an update on Q2's Catalyst since launching back in mid 2022? So what's the latest here?
Yeah, absolutely. So to your point, we launched about 18 months ago. And just as a refresher, Catalyst is really a suite of solutions for commercial banking that we help financial institutions compete and win, you know, that by winning more profitable deals, by onboarding those new relationships faster, by growing them through digital and commercial banking solutions, and expanding and going beyond traditional banking with the fintech solutions. And so that whole set of solutions is making a lot of traction in the market. We're having a lot of conversations about not just digital banking or traditional online banking, but really digital bang from end to end. And that's really what it's about. It's how does all this stuff come together? Mm-hmm. We're now in a lot of conversations that are very strategic in what the financial institution is trying to do, who they're going after, how they're going to compete and win in the market. And so the other great thing is that you can start anywhere with Catalyst. You can start in the, how do I win more deals? You can start with digital banking. You can start with some of the fraud solutions that we have. So there's multiple starting points that allows us to meet our financial institutions where they're at and really gradually digitize or transform their financial institution.
Fantastic. Yeah. And this is a way for Creighton's to deliver those services. Cause you talked earlier about, gosh, what do our members need? You know, how do we get started? And then I think the third part of that is how do we deliver on what they need? So this sounds like what you guys have here with Catalyst is a great way to deliver what their members need. So yes. Good stuff. Good stuff, sir. All right. Anything else to add here, Dean, any final thoughts here on this topic before I'll let you get back to work?
The last thing I would say, Mike, is just the time is now, right? Mm-hmm. Again, the technology is established, the capabilities are there. It's now up to the financial institutions and credit unions to really think about strategically, how do I go to market? And the tools are there. We can help. And we believe that the credit unions can really compete and win, especially in the small and medium-sized business segment.
Well said, sir. All righty, Dean, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time today. And congrats on all the success with Catalyst so far. I'm sure it's continuing to be onward and upward. And look forward to the next chat. All righty?
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike. As always, a pleasure to talk to you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.